it's another lonely evening. In another lonely town. But I ain't too young to worry. I ain't too old to cry. When a woman gets me down, got another empty bottle. And another empty bed. Ain't too young to admit it. Now I'm not too old to lie. I'm just another empty head.
Thank you. I was staying in a hotel, you know. Well, we all were in the same hotel. And this chick, Rosie, lived across the road, Mark, and she used to sort of...
In the other hotel.
And she used to sort of look out and check out which band was in town and go, yeah, hey, over here, boys, like, and we'd go over and have a party. And then she was so big, she'd sort of, you know, close the door and put it on you, for your body, and she was too big to say no to, you know. So I just said I had to succumb. I had, you know, I had to do it. Oh my God, I wish I hadn't, you know?
But it did inspire a good song.
Well, it kind of, well, that's what I'm glad it did, yeah.
It really was one of the favorites around.
And she came to one of our shows one time, and she's from Tasmania, actually, and she was in, like, in the front row, and she's about 6'2" tall, and like, 19 stone, 12 pound, like, that was some mountain, you know?
Yeah.
You can imagine the problems I had.
Our last gig in the States is tomorrow night in Columbus, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
And then we're off to England for England and Europe for like 5-6 weeks.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks after Christmas, and then it's, we're right, we record the next album.
I got one in the...
In England.
You got an album in the oven?
Yeah, it's in the oven, but it's in the kneading stages, I think. We need songs, like, you know.
Well, how do you like this tour so far?
It's worn me out completely. I feel like a 10-year-old pair of shoes that hasn't had a retread, you know? But after tomorrow night, we've got 2 days off.
You're going to cook tonight, though, aren't you?
You cut everything.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you can't make excuses to an audience, you know? Tomorrow's the last day, tomorrow night, we're playing Columbus, Ohio. And that's the last day we're doing in the States this year, so it'll be sometime next year.
You gotta put that album together, huh?
Yeah, we gotta go back and record a new album, like, you know.
Looks like you're going on here pretty soon.
Someone's making a little noise.
Yeah, we had some station last year on the road, and their line was, the rock station without the noise, you know?
Yeah.
What's rock without noise? You can't have that. There's no such thing.
We go to England about the second week in January, and we write and record until about March, and then we start touring about April. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't say exactly when our next American gig was, like, next time we start here. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully the band's still alive then. We might all die from malnutrition and exhaustion. The exercise is one thing, burning out's another.
A whole string of concerts headlining as big as this one is today, you know. Why settle for anything less? I mean, you know, the more people they can give us out front, the harder we play, you know. So, you know. Shit. And, you know, it's 9:10:30 in the morning, and there's 50,000 people out there, and you look out and you think, wow, I got to kick ass today. And you get out there and you do it, no matter how tired, what you've done the night before, like, you just get out there and you see this crowd and you go, shoot. Oh, I'm more in love with rock and roll, that glows, you know. I'm more in love with a couple of things, but, you know, I was in love with one, but she left me. I just hope rock and roll never leaves me.